KO4 HKX Mobile.
For GFW Mobile. Man, you're mobile this morning. That's probably not good.
Truck down to have a radiator put in it.
Putting it on the way home.
Developed a hole in it, I guess a couple weeks ago. And waiting on it to get there and then the time for them to do it. David?
Is it not working right?
That time. It just was a little scratchy. I didn't know if you doubled with Ken or something.
About the time he did. Good morning, David. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, I think I keyed up the same time you did the first time Patrick come in there. Y'all go ahead and pick it up. I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Yeah, drink a cup of coffee for me.
Yeah, good morning, David. I might need one myself this morning. I'm dragging.
Do that.
Gator in... In 2 weeks, that's pretty impressive.
Been nursing it along for a little while and trying not to make it any bigger or, have any more issues so I could keep running.
Plastic one or one of them old style copper radiators?
No, it's a plastic one. I don't know if you can get a brass one. To fit it anymore, I guess I could call Griffin Radiators and have them custom build one out of aluminum.
They'd worry about it, right? I guess on a plastic one, a rock could break it.
Much. Just the way the trucks flex can break them, too.
Matt, I was thinking about going through Sandy Flats.
Anywhere down 290 is like driving down a gravel road.
Well, Friday, so if you're driving down there, you waiting on them to put it in?
The plan right now is one of the other distributors is going to come by and pick me up, and I'm just going to ride with him, help him today. I have the truck worked on down there. I just end up sitting there all day. So it's a good thing I'm friends with the guys.
Doing it.
I haven't pissed the truck do it. They do most of my maintenance and stuff on the truck, too.
I'm here this morning.
Hey, you can tell there's a little bit of fog up here, too. And it's not real dense, but it's there. Got my new glasses yesterday, Ken.
Are you wearing them?
I haven't had any trouble with them.
Most people, they have a couple of issues, and then they just lay them down and never put them back on. But, man, if you give them a chance to get used to them, man, it's great.
You know, these are the no-line progressive bifocals. Straight ahead, they do fine. But if I look to the side without turning my head, it's blurry again. Why is this the field of vision just right up the center?
Communication is only like a, let's say, a half inch wide straight up and down the middle. And then, so you have to turn your head to look. If you try looking out of the side of the glasses, it'll be all messed up. You have to look almost straight on. And then, but your eyes will get used to it. You'll learn to turn your head. The hardest part is like when you're looking at something up on a top shelf. You either have to tilt your head way back or you have to lift your glasses up probably to read it.
Well, I've got a reader down in the bottom and then another power right in the middle and then nothing. So I have to lift my head up. And so I'm figuring that out. But as far as driving or, normal walking around, it's not bothering me any. I'm just trying to figure out why it was just like you said, a half-inch strip right up the center of the glass.
Three distinct powers, or like mine is, you know, one power at the top and one at the bottom, and as you go up and down the, you know, the lens, the power changes. And that, or they make some that are like, you know, three line. I'm sure they have them with no lines, but they're three distinct powers.
From the bottom to the top, one power, and then another power, and then nothing. It's just glass.
I love mine. They're great. Like I said, it takes a minute to get used to, especially if you're going down a lot of stairs.
One big thing I've noticed is don't look down while you're walking.
Because, you know, I can just tilt my head back or fall or down to get something in focus. Whereas when you got three distinct ones, you know, you got to move it closer or further from you to get it to, you know, come into view.
Yes, I just look, move up and down on my head, and I get a different power.
Well, if you ever get used to them, you're good to go. Like the one you mentioned, you can't look out the side of your glasses.
They bring it on around their edge of the glasses instead of just making it a half inch wide up the center and make it across the lens.
I really don't know, unless it has something to do with the curve of it or something. I really don't know, because, you know, when you got them and they were making them, you know, they measured between your eyes so that they could get the spot right.
KO4CMO.
Andrew, KO4HGX.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4TFW. A little trouble getting up this morning?
Trying to do something for my youngest son on Fortnite, so that took a few minutes. Once I realized that was going to take too long, I'm like, nope, I got to go. And then I had to stop and get some liquid gold.
Video game?
Something on Fortnite. I don't know, some skin or whatever. And since he had done so well in school yesterday, the wife said we would do it. He's basically spending his money that he's earned from washing the dogs. But I'm really not big on him doing a ton of microtransactions. You know, because there's nothing to show for it at all. But, you know, that's his money, and we try to limit it anyway, so.
It's like my kids, you know, they buy a brand new game, and then they buy the cheat sheet to learn how to get through it. It's like, really, what fun is that?
Guys, I'm going to have to jump over to 285.
KO4CFUSY.
Dave, you going with us? KN4TFW.